transparently.
Oh yeah.
It's time to be just you and me on the love seat.
I love you.
It's time to be just you and me on the love seat.
So let's talk.
Hello, this is Cheryl Ann.
Stephron.
And we're the Jameses, and welcome to another edition of The Love Seat. We're so excited that you have joined us. And guess what? We're not by ourselves today. We have some amazing people that we are going to engage in dialogue with. And so, if you're listening by yourself, you don't want to do that. Go ahead and tag somebody. Go ahead and call somebody. Go ahead and just send it out and say, conversation is going to be amazing today, so you don't want to miss that. So, babe, why don't you introduce our guest today?
Guys, we have with us today, oh, by the way, Stephron here. Good to be with you. We have Jimmy and Tashara Pitts with us today. What an amazing couple. Jimmy and Tashara have been married for 29 years. They have three adult children. They are a tremendous couple, and I've worked with them in ministry and business and gotten to know them over the last 14-plus years. I've observed life changes with them, shifts with them. They've stepped out of one major thing into another. They have been just a blowing and going couple. But here's the thing. They remain hooked together and solid through all of that.
Because you started by saying they are married 29 years.
29 years.
So that's longevity.
That's longevity.
In the midst of seasons changing.
Yep.
So for anybody that's saying, oh, things are just different, life be life and for everybody.
Yeah,
but you
change.
Have an opportunity to hang in there.
So, and not let it unravel, not let it come apart. It's a chance for you to pull together.
Absolutely. So I think that's what you'll hear in the conversation today, that you can navigate through changes. And we like to say it like this. So you can navigate through your spouse's necks without becoming their ex.
That's our tagline for today. Don't let them become your ex as you go to your next.
Absolutely. So let's start the conversation today. First of all, welcome you all. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So we're just going to come straight out of the gate and say, with all of the challenges that Babe said that you all have faced and all of the different seasons, how do you find yourself supporting one another? If there was one thing that you would say is critical in supporting each other through a different season, what would be that one word that comes to mind or that one phrase? Because if you're like me, you don't do one word, you do one phrase. So what would that be for you? Let's start with Jimmy, and then we'll lead to Tashara.
So, well, I'm going to do one word.
Okay.
I'm not going to do a phrase, but that one word would be change.
Wow. Okay.
You know, nothing in life is going to remain the same. Mm-hmm. Times change, seasons change,
people change.
People change. And you know, one thing that I share with people, even before they get married, I tell them, if you are not willing to change,
Don't get married.
Don't get married.
Oh, you need to say that again, especially for the people in the back. Because if you're not willing to what?
Change.
Then don't
get married.
Yeah.
So that would be the one word for me.
I love that. All right. What would be your one word?
Flexibility.
Whoa.
That's good.
Damn, flexibility. That's two cuss words, y'all. Motherfuckers don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that.
We want things to stay the same, and we don't want you shifting on us.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it where it is. But flexibility, why is that your word?
I think flexibility means so much to me. It's because through different seasons, that's what he's been asking me to do over the years. How flexible can you be? If I need to do this, are you willing to change it at the, you know, it could be any moment, but how flexible can you be? How well can you go and flow? So if there's change within him or a different season, okay, you know, I'm right there. I am right there. It's that stickability. I am there regardless. So I'm there.
Oh, that's powerful. Yeah. I think what she said, you learn to go and you learn to flow. Because life without permission is going to change on us anyway.
That's right.
Yes.
And so we might as well partner with it instead of fight against it.
Yeah.
And so many couples have come to seasons of change. And, you know, even in our, with this being our second time around, it's changing. And he's not the same person that I married 9 months ago, and I'm not exactly the same. And so there are things, we have so many things on our plate, and so a lot happening. And so it's powerful to understand that if you can be flexible and if you can understand the positive of change,
yeah. mm-hmm.
then there are so many good things that can come. And so, you know, I just say we 9 months. We trying to get to 29. We have 29 on our mind. So we get there by that being a part of what we do and who we are.
That's right.
I think, Tashara, you said something very powerful. You say you try to let Jimmy know that you're going to be there no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes that is a big fear for many of us.
Yeah.
That when we go to our next, we don't know if the person beside us is going to be there with us.
Yeah.
If they're going to support. Are they going to look at us different? Yeah. Are they going to see us in a different light? And that's tough because you got time, money, energy, emotions invested in it. So what would you say would be the biggest challenge as your spouse moves to a next when you might not be right there with them all as they're getting ready to do that?
I would say even if I don't see the full picture yet or I might not totally agree with everything just yet, it's like, well, okay, I am still there. And I know eventually God will work out whatever needs to be worked out, get my mind, my thinking in order. I am going to be there regardless. If it falls, I'm falling with him. Like he won't be by himself. So we're there.
So what has Jimmy done to secure that place in you? Because that doesn't just happen to just say, if you falling, I'm falling with you. If you're doing that, what has he done to get you to the place?
Now we're getting there. We're getting somewhere now, y'all.
That's a good question.
Because people have to do their work. To say, if I'm going to follow you that way, that means you have put work in.
Not getting the full picture. Not understanding it all.
Mm-hmm. So you've done some work to get me to that place to say, babe, if you fall, I'm falling with you. Okay, so give us the tea. What has he done?
I would say just like one example, when we lived in Georgia, and he was all about the entrepreneurial side, and he wanted to, I can't remember the name of the business,
I don't know. There's so many.
There was one particular business that he had stepped out to do, and he was like, I don't know if we could, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this. You know, I'm not really sure. I wasn't sure either, but I don't know. It's just something about, okay, I'm just going to follow you anyway. You know, I'm just going to be there. And sometimes all the pieces might not fall into place for one spouse versus the other. But as you kind of go along, and it's not for me to correct him or to correct my spouse, because there may be something that God's like, no, you just allow me to do this. And just, it's a lot of wisdom
That's
pieces
good.
That wow. you have to, you know, that has to be in, you know, put into place. I can't just, you know, I don't know. He's faithful. And
okay, now here we
He's faithful. And he's been so faithful to me, even when...
Guys, are y'all hearing that?
I was not.
You got to be faithful to that woman so when the time get hard, she knows what she's been relying on.
Yeah.
You ain't been faithful. It's hard to get her to go where you go or fall when you fall. You've been out there lunching and half-stepping and then like, baby, why you ain't with me? Because you ain't never with me.
Oh, wow. That's good. Well, keep that, because if y'all were here, you'd see them holding hands and getting a little teary eyed. Go on, honey. He's been faithful. And what else? I'm loving it.
I would say he's been faithful, but he has been there for me through some of the toughest times in our pregnancies, because we lost our first child. But after that, I had to be put on bed rest. So I could not work. And I had to stay, you know, in bed constantly. He would fix breakfast, lunch for me, have everything beside the bed. And that was early on. Mm. And everything was there. Now, were we still at odds from time to time? Yes, we still had some disagreements. But there was something about our marriage, I think, early on. Because every single time the enemy came in, God always, he has given us a love for each other that I don't know how it can actually be, because all I know is God did it. But when the enemy comes in, he allowed us to love each other even more. And that is something supernatural. When you put God first, he does things that man cannot do. He puts things in place that only man can say, this is only God.
Jimmy, that's you got to respond to this, man. Man, this, I'm over here getting goosebumps. Listening to them talking about, man, I had to raise my game. I got to step this thing up a little bit.
You know, when we got married, you know, the first couple of years of our marriage was really tough. It was really rocky. And we ended up moving from Atlanta to Tennessee. And I remember going to a conference, a men's conference. And I remember Pastor Philip Goudeau out of, I think he's in Sacramento, California. He was doing a men's conference at World Changes Church in Atlanta at Creflo Dollars Church. And he made a statement that resonated with me within my spirit. And he said, I'm going to tell you something. He says, I'm not going to let my wife outserve me.
That you do.
Yes.
And he said, if my wife needs me to wash the dishes, I'm going to wash the dishes. If my wife needs me to get the vacuum cleaner out and vacuum, I'm going to get the vacuum cleaner out and vacuum. He said, I'm going to do whatever it takes as a man to make sure that my marriage, that my wife's needs are being met and that my marriage is successful. And when he said that, that resonated with me because, you know, sometimes we walk into marriage with these preconceived ideas or false expectations of how things are going to be or how things should be. And many of those expectations are, I mean, they're false. And so I came home with a different attitude and mentality. And really where it shifted with me is, you know, Tashara, we had two girls. And Tashara went on a, you know, one day I came home from work and Tashara wasn't working. So, she wasn't getting a paid job. She was at home taking care of the kids. And so one day I came home from work and toys were all over the place and clothes were all over the place. And I just I didn't say anything, but Tashara saw it on my face. And she said, James, she says, I've had a tough day. And she says, you're going to have to give me a minute. And I don't have dinner cooked or anything. You're just going to have to give me a minute. And so in my head, I'm saying to myself,
how many more minutes do you need?
What has she been doing all day? What has she been doing all day?
Wow.
I don't understand. But I got understanding because she went to a women's conference for a week in Atlanta. I was trusted to stay at home with the girls.
Homeschool them, clean. And
doing their hair, making sure they got their baths, cooking. I could not wait for her to come home.
I know you're right.
I was so happy when she came home and the Lord spoke to me. He said, from now on, when you come to the house and things are not met to your expectations, don't say anything, don't have any facial expressions, but just start pitching in and helping out.
Oh, that's good.
So if clothes need to be washed, go ahead and wash them. And see, my serving is not predicated, on whether she serves me or not. It doesn't matter what she does. I'm going to continue. If I come home and I see that the dishes need to be washed, I'm just going to wash the dishes. Not with an attitude.
Wow.
Now, I will say this. If I come home and my girls are home and the dishes ain't washed, I'm going to have an attitude.
Now we have an attitude.
Yeah, I'm going to have an attitude.
Your kids got to get together.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have an attitude. towards my wife. And even as she was getting ready to go to school, and, you know, I'm saying to myself, why do you want to go to school? You don't need to go to school. And the Lord was speaking to me. He says, she supported you while you went back to school to get your bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. Then she turned around and supported you while you went back to school to get your master's degree. It's your turn to support her.
Mm-hmm. See, this is real partnership. This is how you get to 29 years. Because oftentimes people think, oh, it's just a bed of roses and, oh, everything's fine. No. In 29 years, you probably had 20 seasons yeah. of job changes, back to school, yes. Children, all of these different adjustments. But I love that you said, and we said that in our earlier podcast. So shameless plug, if you have not heard the other podcast, you want to go back and listen. But the competition is outserving each other.
That's right. Yeah.
That how can I outserve you?
Yes.
And when we do that together, when we are intentional about each other together, it yeah. really benefits the both of us.
That's right.
You know, because we have a habit of, if I cook, which is rare, I hear some of y'all already judging me, I already know. But when I do cook, and it's rare, that he will come and he will do the dishes. So when it's done, then we both have that time to be together, right. to be able to talk mm-hmm. and, you know, do what needs to be done. So it is a real partnership.
That's right.
And yeah. here's what I want us to discuss. Even though we have the partnership and that's our idea of doing it together, tell us some challenges, because listeners are saying, okay, that is so sweet, ooh, yeah. but there are some challenges that we have to navigate through yeah. on yeah, our way to working as partners.
One time you're the initiator, the other time you're the responder mm-hmm. to yeah. that person initiating that change. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, how do you support them? And how do you deal with all those things that are coming? Because we talk about, we're trying to not compete with one another, mm-hmm. but to complement
yes.
and complete one another. So how do you go about that?
Now,
what do you have to be mindful of?
I can speak to that, because early on in our marriage, because he was working, and I had my little small business that I was doing. It was going pretty good, pretty good. And that competition did come in because I wanted to, I'm like, okay, he's doing his thing. You know, I want to do my thing too. But the Lord, every single time, like, he has come to me at different times. I want you to support. I want you to pull back from that. I want you to support him. And that's my role that I have been in since we've been married, has been the support role. And the support role is not to be looked down upon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but come it on,
is,
say that.
The support role is, I'm covering him. I'm covering his holes. He covers my holes. Like, we cover each other.
Oh, your yeah. holes. You yes. mean y'all got deficits?
Oh,
y'all got
yeah.
deficiencies that need a little bit of covering?
Plenty
oh,
of.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I am flawed. He is flawed. And we learn to work together. You know, I've grown so much through our marriage, not, you know, just, I don't want to say dismissing him, or, you know, just being silent mm-hmm. to him if something is wrong or I get upset. You know, I've grown over the years to where...
Say that one more time. I've done what over the years?
I have grown.
I've grown over the years. This is a growing
yes.
journey.
Yes.
That we grow yeah. through. And here's what I love mm-hmm. that you said. Me pulling back does not diminish who I am.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
But it helps me to support, because everybody can't be leading out in a thing at the same time.
That's right.
That's what...
So when yes. I support when you're leading in that thing, and then when it's my thing, heard you all say different job changes, then going to school, then I get a chance to support you in that. So it does not take the value mm-hmm. away from anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It's just knowing what your role is at the time.
Right.
You know, always makes me laugh. He's in real estate, and I don't really know much. You know, I'm a graduate of HGTV, so I think I know a little bit. But when he is leading out in what he is called to do, and the company mm-hmm. and the business, even though I'm a leader, because yeah. I lead out in a church and I do that, I then have to understand, okay, then my leadership has to become subject to what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And yeah. so I get to get in partnership with him mm-hmm. and join that. And then when it shifts and I'm leading in my thing, he gets right there and say that we're in partnership with that. So everybody's thing gets to win.
That's right.
This is yeah. not a male-female thing. This is a kingdom authority
mm-hmm.
thing.
That's right.
We have been gifted and purposed. 1 Corinthians 7 says that walk in the purpose for which you were called.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not understanding that about each other causes you to fight with something
That's right.
that you ought to be pushing to its best.
That's right.
Because you get better together.
That's right.
Oh, I love that. This 29 years is looking sexy. See, this is how 29 looks sexy. Because some people make 29 look like, oh, my God, we just together. God never meant for us to just survive. Mm. He wants us to thrive and enjoy, even with the ups and the downs and the good and the bad
yeah.
and the pretty and the ugly, because all of that makes a mixture of what marriage is. but we get to choose what the path looks like, big picture.
That's right.
I think the key to that, like what you just said, is so, it is so good and it's so key. For us, if God had not been the center and the forefront of everything, none of this what you're hearing, the story would be different. We would be telling a different story. Wow. But since the beginning, we have kept God at the forefront. He's our base. Like, he's everything.
And I can witness to it, guys. I can witness that is the truth.
That's what makes our marriage what it is. And it's to the point, we talked about serving. I know we do serve each other, but it doesn't even seem like it's like we're serving one another, because we just, if there's car trouble, where am I at? I'm outside. Okay, what do you need me to do? I'm holding the wrench or up under there.
You are so good.
And I don't know. I have no idea about cars, but I'm like, well, what are you doing out there? Oh, if he's cutting grass, I'm like, well, you know what? Let me get out there and help him. But it's just, I am there to help him. And, you know.
I love that, because I'm at the lemonade counter. I'm saying, are you thirsty, baby? I am here. But everybody has to recognize their role.
Jimmy,
I don't even know how to fix the car. I just want to call him to take care of that. But I'm going to quench his thirst. I got you, baby. I'm going to do that.
Now, we're going to throw another question at you, and I think this one was as we talked about this.
Okay.
So when life changes, we know communication is key. How do you guys create an environment that can handle the truth?
How do we create an environment
that can handle the truth?
The truth.
Because the change you're bringing me may not be a change I like. An adjustment you're asking me to make may not necessarily be an adjustment I'm thrilled with. So how do we have an environment that can handle that without you looking, or without me looking like I just oppose what you're doing or I'm not doing this? An environment that can allow me to speak my piece and we're still good.
That right there, it takes time.
Yeah.
To create that environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that does not happen overnight. Because I can tell you that in our marriages, when there were things that were shifting and changing and we didn't agree with one another, there would be times when we didn't speak to each other.
Oh man,
that's real talk.
It'd be day one, day two, and by day three, maybe the Lord had listened to the Lord and maybe had a change of heart. But you know, that does not happen. That's something that just doesn't. You should expect those things to happen, mm-hmm. because we are human. And we all have emotions,
yeah.
and a lot of times when our emotional state gets disrupted, it's uncomfortable. We're not happy with it, and I think coming to a place and growing to a place where you start to understand that we're going to have problems. There's going to be situations and challenges that will arise. And, you know, our strategy, if I know that Tashara is not in agreement with something or direction,
mm-hmm.
that I want to go, I know that I have to give her space.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
Okay.
That's good.
Now, I'm going to push you a little bit. What does giving her space look like?
Giving her space. See, this is, I think most men are problem solvers and we like to solve problems, right? And so when I'm trying to solve a problem, or if I present something to Tashara and now what I have presented to her has become a problem to her, okay?
Wow.
Now I want to try to fix it. And fixing it is not, hey, babe, what's wrong? What's going on?
I need time to process.
Tell me what's going on. Why are you acting like this? You know, now did I say something? Did I do something? You know,
so now you're spending it all over on something else that's not even the issue.
Correct.
Yes.
And so what I've had to do and what I've had to learn is that I can't fix her, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't change her.
Mm-hmm.
So when I present something to her, or maybe I say something to her that one either offends her or she's in a disagreement with,
yeah.
I have to allow her space and time meaning I'm not in her face. I'm not asking her questions. I'm letting her go on her journey until she's ready to have that conversation and talk. And when she's ready to have that conversation and talk, I need to be present and be willing to have that so discussion and not necessarily say, I don't want to talk to you now. I tried to talk to you and tried to figure out what was going on. You didn't want to say nothing, talk to me then. I don't want to talk to you now. I mean, that was the old Jimmy. But now the new Jimmy is like, okay, baby, I'm here. Let's have a discussion. What's going on?
Guys, school is in.
We handle our disagreements differently now. It's like we discuss, even though we might still be at odds in the moment, you know, but God is right there too. It's like, because I have to hold back like my feelings, my emotions, because he's still ministering to me as he's still ministering to him at the same time. But I think they're healthy moments for us during those conversations, during those disagreements.
Say that again. They what?
They are healthy moments. We're growing right there at that moment. We're actually growing at that moment. Because there's things going to come out that my eyes are going to open that I didn't know. Things going to come out. His eyes are going to open. And so now it's like, oh, what? And then by the time everything, the conversation has ended, we're at peace. It's like, oh, okay, well, I didn't realize that, or I didn't know that, or I didn't.
Let me say this again, because y'all have a different idea of what sexy is. This is 29 years of sexy. That's saying we handle things, we have healthy moments, even when it doesn't look like healthy. We're learning something about each other. We're growing. Mm-hmm. We're giving each other space and time. All of those things get you to 29 years.
Yeah.
And to be sitting here saying, okay, this is not a chore. This is the place we've chosen to be in. This is the space where we are. We have been intentional. So let me do a spin off of that, since it is just wonderful. I'm loving it. Give us some practical things. If a couple says, okay, I'm hearing this, this is where I want to be. Give me a practical thing that says, and I heard some of that, of giving space, giving a little bit of time, coming back with a listening ear instead of accusing and saying, you know, I tried to talk to you then, now. But those are practical things. Give me one or two more practical things that people can say, okay, let me try this. Because what we do with this program is give everybody tools.
Right.
We want to make sure you have tools in your tool belt that when something arises, I can go back and say, okay, this is what they said, and pull that out. So give us one more practical thing as we wrap up.
I will say one for me is timing, because I can't go to him, you know, at certain times when things are bothering me. I have to like know the right timing, because that's what's going to make the timing of when we talk more grounded. It's more fruitful to where conversation can come forth. But if I just timing is just key.
That's huge.
Timing is key.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. Being able to discern, like if I come home from work,
now is not the time to.
And let's just say there's a contract or there's something that I need to work on, or I need to respond. Then it's important for Tashar it's important for her to recognize that. Yes, she has something that she wants to talk about and she wants to share with me, and she can do it and I'll listen, but she's not going to get 100% because my mind is already preoccupied on something else. And as she's able to discern that, she can hold off on her questions or hold off on what she's wanting to share with me until I get through finishing or wrapping up what it is that needed to finish up.
Yeah.
And this is something Cheryl and I have talked about at length. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just on her to always discern it. Mm-hmm. It's also intrinsic upon us to communicate it. Babe, I want to be with you. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But give me 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
By setting that the stage for that, we can eliminate so much. Why are you bothering me? You see I'm busy.
Yeah.
No, why didn't you just say, I've got this and this, let me get that, then it's going to be me and you.
Yeah.
Just like she said about the dishes, it's amazing if you do things together, how quickly you can get to what you want to do the way you want. Cheryl's favorite sayings is, I'd rather hurt your feelings than your future.
Yeah.
Or, that is for good. Us, yes. We'd rather say what needs to be said now so we can prevent it from being problems for us later on.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yes. Timing and being able to recognize and discern the moment.
Yeah.
That's huge stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this has been good.
And sometimes it might take a day or two, you know, because, you know, it's not just when he comes home or like whatever. Sometimes there are situations that, you know, that might be kind of mulling over, but having God in the back of your mind, like this, you know, I will let you know when the timing is. I'll give you the opening. And so sometimes it might, you know, it might not even be that day. It might be another day. But having, you know, that understanding and being able to recognize when the timing is ripe, then we can, you know. Yeah.
Why is that important? Why do you need to wait, even if it takes days? What's the goal?
And what does that look like? Because days may not be total silence. It's we can talk about other things.
Yeah.
We just can't talk about that right now.
Yes, yes.
So why is that important?
I think it's important because, you know, you can have a particular situation that you want to discuss with your spouse that you feel that is important. But if you're sensitive to the spirit and sensitive to the timing issue, you can trust God. You can ask God and seek God to say, Lord, this, I really want to have this discussion with my spouse, but I'm going to trust and lean and depend on you to show me when that right time is to have this discussion.
Because the goal with him is or her. What? To have them hear you and get a resolve to it. Get clarity and understanding. Mm-hmm. And if you can't respect timing and the right atmosphere for it, then you can get it said.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you get none of the results you're looking for. Right, absolutely. There's none of the results to come forth from that. So now, guys, we got to wrap up. We're running out of time here, but I want you guys to both think about this and give me your 30-second snapshot answer on this. 29 years, you're still exploring, and I know you, so I know you still are starting new things. You're jumping out, doing things you haven't done before. New ventures going. Tashar, you're in school. All these new journeys. What would you suggest for others to get to 29 and to keep it fresh all the way through?
I would start off by saying this. You know, we hear this concept that I'm falling in love. We hear it all the time. We hear people, they say, oh, I'm so in love. Love is not something that you fall into.
Wow.
You have to grow in love. You'll find out how much somebody loves you when things aren't going the way that they thought they were supposed to go.
Yes.
And and that's how you determine somebody's love walk. You know, love is not based on emotions. There's days that I walk, that we walk around each other and we just ain't feeling one another. I mean, it's
say
just,
that, Jim.
There's days that we walk around each other and we're just not feeling it. You know, it's the you know, she could be going through something in school, or she just completed a module that has her mind taking her back to things that happened to her when she was a child. And so her being emotionally connected at that time with me, it ain't gonna happen. But I understand what's going on with her, and I can't allow that to frustrate me.
Wow.
Okay. So I think that, you know, if we can all understand that love is not something you fall into, because if you can fall into something, you can fall out of it.
Yeah.
But love is something that you grow into.
So stop falling and start growing.
Yeah, because this thing is about a mature love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's not just little baby patsy love. This is the stuff that has longevity attached to it. Tashar, you get 30 seconds. Give it to her.
30 seconds. My 30 seconds it always stems back to God. My relationship with him has to come first, and me spending time with him will help my relationship with my spouse.
That's good.
Wow, wow. Guys, this has been rich. Thank you. I didn't know how this was going to turn out, but man, you guys just rolled this thing up really well. And a nice little bow for us, don't you think?
Hey, such nuggets. I hope you were listening. This is one you want to go back and listen to again to gather those nuggets and those tools so that you can have longevity. That's our goal. So whether you're married 9 months or 5 years or 6 years, longevity is one of your goals. And then being the best version of yourself.
That's right.
Yes. In this wonderful journey of marriage. That's what it can yield you if you do it the right way. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Again, you've joined us on The Love Seat.
Where we talked about how to make your next not cause your spouse to be your ex.
Because we're in this thing together. And that's what The Love Seat is about. We have a place where we can talk and we can grow together and be the best. So continue to join us. Join us on our other platforms and all of that. Stay abreast. And if you have a shout out you want to give us, please do that and say, that couple was great. I love that conversation. Let's do it again. We are here. If it's on your heart, put it in our ears and we'll put it on the air.
All right. Thank you guys. Thank you. Say goodbye to the people.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again at the next time on another episode of
The Love Seat.
Thank you for joining us here on The Love Seat. We would love to hear from you, so share your thoughts, comments, and topics you'd like for us to discuss, or any questions you may have by texting us at area code 423-401-8972, or go to our website, CherylandStephron.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Cheryl and Stephron. We invite you to join the Love Seat community. It's a place where we, as husbands and wives, can come together to get the tools to help us show up as the best version of ourselves in our marriages. So, know that we love you, believe in you, and look to connect with you next time here on The Love Seat.